Episode 38 of IBC Podcast.
Welcome to the Integrated Bilingual Counseling Podcast, where you will learn topics related to your well-being, emotions, marriage, relationships, parenting, immigration, and more. And now your host, Jose Villafuerte, and co-host, Myra Aguirre.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everyone doing? This is Jose Villafuerte, the host of this your weekly podcast show. We're recording this episode from the headquarters of Integrated Bilingual Counseling with our offices located in the state of Connecticut, the city of West Haven. And I'm accompanied by Myra Aguirre, our co-host. How are you, Myra?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here and to share all this great information with you guys.
That's right. We have a really good episode for you guys with the topic of identifying the parenting styles. So here we're going to present to you the four parenting styles, the most common, where you're going to be able to identify yourself with your parenting style. So let's begin with this. And before we actually proceed with this topic, I just want to tell you that Integrated Bilingual Counseling is offering an additional service, webinars. We're doing webinars, and so far we've done a couple of webinars where we are talking on how to improve positive behaviors in children. So this is designed to help those parents that want to improve their parenting skills. So if you want to know more about these webinars, please visit our website at www.ibcpodcast.com. You'll see information there, okay? So let's begin with the first one. It's called a dictatorship parenting style. What can you tell us about this?
So the dictatorship parenting is famous for the saying of "because I said so." Parents that use the dictatorship parenting are mostly focused on the obedience. They also don't allow their kids to get involved in problem-solving challenges or obstacles. Instead, they make the rules and enforce the consequences with little regard of their child's opinion. These are parents that use punishment more than discipline, which is very different. So rather than teaching their child to make better choices or why that behavior is particularly not positive, they just make them feel sorry for their mistakes. So this kind of parenting usually brings children to have some of the developmental self-esteem problems that we see in our offices, Jose, because their opinions are not valued, their feelings are not validated, they don't have a say in anything, really. So they grow up thinking that they are not good enough, that their opinion doesn't matter, that they shouldn't voice their opinion because they're always going to be shut down with somebody of more authority or more power. Because in real life, there's always somebody that has more authority or more power over us. But that doesn't mean that we can't share our own opinions or be our own selves. So this is a lot of what we see in our office when there's kids that come in with self-esteem issues, with hostile or aggressive behaviors because their parents are punishing them or they're using corporal punishment. We see that this is what has been affecting them and why they're now displaying problems in school and problems at home.
Yes, you're totally right. And one of the things that we have seen here in our offices is that these children that are raised under this parenting style, they, like you said, they exhibit anger towards themselves and anger towards their parents, you know, because of the way they are being disciplined. And again, I just want to emphasize on what you're saying is that parents that use this parenting style, they're more focused on getting their way. It's just they have to do their way and there's no room for the children's opinion. The children's opinion or their emotions doesn't really matter here. What matters is how they want things to be done around the house or just in life in general. And if you think about this and the lives of these children when they grow up to be adults, they're going to face issues. They're going to face issues with, like Myra said before, with authority or just in relationships in general, because what they have in their minds is that it has to be their way or there's no way. So basically, they are going to model their parents' behavior, which is going to be projected into their lives as adults. Anything else that you want to add to this parenting style, Mighty?
Yeah, I wanted to add that they, in this parenting style, we see a lot of the kids lying. We see a lot of them using hiding information or not telling the whole truth or simply flat out lying about what's going on because they're scared about their consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they know that it's not, that's not what they're supposed to be doing, but they're more scared of their parents yelling, their parents' corporal punishment. They know that they're just going to get in trouble, you know, but they weren't handed the tools to actually avoid being in bad decision making.
Right. And again, this parenting style is characteristic of instilling fear in children. And that's something that you want to avoid as a parent. You don't want your child to be fearful of you. You want your child to have the freedom to come to you and trust you and share with you what's going on in their lives. So with this, let's move on to the second parenting style, which is called democratic and also authoritative. What can you tell us about this one?
So the authoritative or democratic parenting is actually one of the hardest ones to do, but actually one of the most effective ones. The authoritative parents usually have rules and structure, and they use consequences. But with these consequences, they take their children's opinions into account. They validate their children's feelings, but they also make it clear that the adults are the ones that are going to make the final decision. And why are the adults making the final decision? These parents usually invest time and energy in preventing negative behaviors. They are usually a step ahead of their children to make sure that if they are making negative decisions, bad decisions, they are correcting those with time, with love. Also, we can discipline our children with love. They use praise. They use reward systems. They tend to focus more on the positives than the negatives, because as parents, we need to really understand that children usually, in their mind, when they're thinking about wanting to get attention from the adults, they're going to do the things that grab them the more attention. So if we don't praise our children and we're not rewarding positive behaviors, they're going to be doing negative behaviors so they can and get some kind of attention anyways. So when we use authoritative parenting, we are putting into account that our children have their own words. Our children can teach them that their opinions matter and
right.
that, you know, they have their own voice and that it's valued and it's important to us. And we can explain that why sometimes that is not how things can go. We need to teach our children because they're a blank slate. They don't know things that we know. So having a time to teach our children different things is what's going to turn them into, you know, successful and happy adults
mm-hmm.
that they can one day in their office, even though they have a boss, they can validate for themselves. They can stand up for themselves if they're being asked to do things that they're not comfortable with. You know, we are giving these children grow up being able to make good decisions and be able to evaluate safety by themselves, because we're not going to be with them, you know, forever or in all moments of their lives.
Yes, and in fact, studies show that the children that are raised under this parenting style grow up to be happier and successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like Maida said before, they grow up to become responsible adults who feel more comfortable expressing their own opinions. And also talking about relationships, these kids that grow up under this parenting style, they are more comfortable in relationships to express their opinions, their emotions, thanks to this parenting style. Another feature of this democratic or authoritative parenting style is that parents provide a structure. And we know based on the studies that children thrive in structured environments because they know what to expect. And that's what we're going to be seeing on the following parenting styles, where there's a lack of structure. Okay. So with this, we're moving on to the third one, which is the permissive parenting style. Mayra, what can you tell us about this?
So the permissive parents are the lenient parents. So these parents often only step in when there are serious problems with their children. And usually the serious problems turn into when they're a lot older. They're quite forgiving and they adopt an attitude of kids will be kids. You know, they'll learn later. They'll learn with experience. When they do use consequences, they do not make those consequences stick. So at some point they can provide a consequence for a negative behavior, but the next time they do it, they don't. So children are not getting the message that every time you hit your brother, it's not good. Only when it gets a little in that gray area where their kids, the kids don't know when the consequence is going to be delivered. They might even give privileges back if children beg and they use that power struggle, and the kids always win the power struggle because the parent is just going to be lenient and give in. These kind of parents also take more of a role of a friend more than a parent. And they encourage their children to, you know, they do encourage their children to talk to them and communicate with them about problems, about their concerns, about things in school, but they usually don't put much effort into discouraging poor choices or bad behaviors. So in this kind of parenting, kids tend to grow up struggling academically because of that lack of structure, because they are not sure when they should be doing things and when they shouldn't, because it hasn't been enforced in their day-to-day lives, because we have to remember that the first school our children attend is really the home. Mm-hmm. And the most important one, because we do learn academically, but we also need to learn personally, socially, developmentally. So this kind of parenting, we see that there's more behavioral problems because they don't appreciate authority. They don't appreciate rules. They don't know how to follow these. And because they're not used to consequences and they're not used to rewards, they just do what more impulsive thing. You know, mm-hmm. We see more of impulsivity or more of trying to grab attention from others in ways that they shouldn't be doing. We see more of, you know, self-esteem issues because if our parents are very permissive, we as children tend to perceive that as they're not being important, they're not being looked at. My parents are, you know, they don't care, which may not be the case, but for the kids, that's how they're perceiving it.
And here's where we see the lack of structure. Like I said before, children thrive in environments where there is a structure. If as parents, we're not providing that to our children, then we're going to see that as a result, they have issues academically and also behaviorally, and that's going to be reflected at school. Perhaps at home, we don't care too much about that because that's what parents have instilled in these children. So this is something, you know, very serious to take into account, because if you even see this type of parenting style from a health perspective, studies show that children that are raised under this parenting style are more likely to suffer from obesity. Why? The reason why? Because there is no structure. There are no rules around the type of food that their children eat. And going even further into this, we're going to see that these children also have dental problems with cavities because, again, those parents are not paying attention or simply not enforcing what the diet should be, you know, for these children. They are not into whether or not the children brush their teeth or not. So something very important to take into account. And with this, we're moving on to the fourth one, which is the uninvolved parenting style. Mayra, what can you tell us about this one?
So the uninvolved parenting, when we think about children, we really need to think about what children thrive on, right? And children thrive on attention. Children thrive on recognition and they're learning what is good and what is bad every day, at every minute. They're learning. So when there is an uninvolved parent and kids are just don't have rules, they don't receive guidance, they're not receiving nurture from their parents or that parental attention that they thrive for so much. When for our children, parents, grandparents, the adults around them are the coolest people, the people that they're looking up to the most. And if they don't receive any kind of stimulation from them, they tend to to see that as they're not there, they don't care, I'm not important. So uninvolved parents usually expect their children to basically raise themselves. They don't devote much time or energy into meeting the children's basic needs. And one of the children's basic needs is attention, love, and safety. Uninvolved parents may be neglectful, but it's not always intentional. Sometimes parents go through their own things. They're going through their own issues, maybe mental health issues, maybe substance abuse issues, maybe financial issues. And this is not letting them take care of their children's own emotional and physical needs, whereas it's really important to look for professional
counseling support,
help from family members or friends so the children can receive this attention and this what they need from, if we can't give it to them, from others, as long as they get it.
Right? And if the parents are struggling with their own issues, whether this is financial relationships or no matter what the issue is, if they are struggling, it is going to be difficult for them to pay attention to the children's needs. Mm-hmm. So I think that the main recommendation here is that you seek professional help so your issues can be addressed, and then you can start paying attention to the needs that your children have.
Or sometimes parents just don't know about child development, and sometimes we go by how we were raised, and not that we were raised in a bad way or anything, but times do change. We do have more studies now of how to raise our children more effectively, and we should, take those into account so we can have kids that want to thrive, that can think that they're, whatever they say and whatever they do can be validated, and they can problem solve better. And, we can take this world to a better place.
That's right. And I'm sure that you guys by now have an idea of what your parenting style is. The best one out of all our recommendations is that you look into the democratic, the authoritative parenting style. Again, because we're offering choices to our children. And studies show that they grow to be happier and successful individuals in our societies, in our communities. So if you like this episode and you want to know more about our show, don't forget to visit our website at www.ibcpodcast.com. I also want to reiterate that we have released an additional service, which is webinars. And so far, we have conducted a couple of them on how to improve positive behaviors in children. Very important that you see these webinars. And again, this is an additional service that we're offering here, Integrated Bilingual Counseling. And if you happen to be here in the state of Connecticut and you are in need of counseling services, don't hesitate to dial 844-912-9832. You can also visit us at our website at www.integratedbilingualcounseling.com. And is there anything else that you want to say, Marita?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for being part of our podcast and for giving us the space and your guys', time. And I hope that our information is valuable from all of you.
That's right. Thank you very much for letting us be part of your lives. And we'll be here next week. And if you're listening to this from either iTunes or Google Play Music or Stitcher Radio, please give us your ratings, give us a review, because these help us to grow our show. So we'll see you next week. And take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IBC Podcast at www.ibcpodcast.com. Regarding the subject covered in this episode, it was provided with the understanding that neither the host, co-host, or guest are rendering legal and clinical or other professional information pertinent to your specific case. If you feel you're in the need of support or services, don't hesitate to look for help.